Danger, danger.
All range mode.
Okay, so I'm Joe,
Dan,
Doug,
and Chad.
So this is episode 2 of All Range Mode. How are you guys feeling today?
Alright, wish I had more beer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we might get to that. So I knew it was going to be a pretty good episode today because when I got here, just driving up, I pulled up. Doug was having a smoke out on the patio, and instead of coming down to answer the door, he threw his keys down.
Nice.
And like keys hurt when you're catching them from two stories. So they like hit my fingers and hit the ground. I was like, this is gonna be fucking bullshit. Every time it's gonna take me forever, they're not gonna work. Grab the first key like a glove, man.
Try it. I noticed you got in really fast.
I was like, this is gonna be good. This is what I was thinking. So we're gonna start off with we have sort of a structure here. It's, you know, what we did last week or cool things that happened to us in the week that we've been apart. We'll talk about some movies, some games, and just overall discussion pieces that, you know, we think might be interesting. I guess I'll start. Really the only thing kind of cool that happened to me last week was TJ's barbecue. The reason I wanted to bring this up is because TJ's got that awesome TV, right? That, forget what make it is. I think it's like Vizio.
It's the worst Vizio, yeah.
Oh, and it's the 60 frames or the 48 frames per second, so
no,
it looks really weird.
120 refresh rate. No, it's 240 hertz. 240 hertz.
That's what it is.
I like it. I love that.
It feels like
that ultra real look.
Yeah, to me it feels like you're watching it live, like literally live
yeah.
through a window.
It's better than 3D. So he's got that TV now back upstairs. It's not in the basement any longer.
I hate it.
Just next to his TV stand, like the TV sitting on his TV stand there, nothing on the table. No Blu-ray player, no cable box, none of that shit.
No fucking Xbox?
Surround sound.
Wait,
well, no Xbox,
Xbox
right now because we're making Andrew. But next to his TV, just this beautiful fucking PC tower that he's running his entire like house on.
Really?
It makes so much sense. He's like, yeah, it's on Hibernate. I move the mouse, TV shoots up. Anything I want is on American Netflix.
It's true.
Or I download it.
In seconds.
Yeah, and his TV's like got really good speakers, and I was just like blown away. Like, the guy spends $8 for his whole entertainment like unit. No cable costs. Like, cable is fucking expensive.
So what's he doing with the rest of his gear? Like, what's
he... Well, I mean, that's all he needs. That's the point.
Hey, you just up your...
He's just
well,
got
to
download
Xbox.
He pays like... Well, his Xbox he's using in the other room. His Xbox is in his like office because we're trying to make a game. But
if you upload, just you download.
Whoa, you guys are making a game.
Well, TJ wanted to make a game after we watched Indie Game, the movie.
Yeah.
And ideas are just like running around.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, we've got some pretty cool ideas, but you know, it's in its birth. So, and we don't want to share that kind of info.
I feel like it's just a bit trip runner.
It's not. It's not. There's some cool ideas.
Did you guys hear about that? That Sony TV, the new one that's coming out, the like 84-inch 4K
yes.
TV.
Can we wait on that? Can we wait on that?
4K.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I have fucking one of my things I want to talk about is what is 4K. I guess we can just bring it up now then.
Or
$25,000.
Is the price
of this thing.
Does that mean it's
they'll
a,
install
is
it for
four
you.
Four times the amount of. Like,
I'm not entirely
so,
sure. You seem to know a bit about it.
So the 4K resolution, it's like. It's retarded. It's like the 80-inch TV is $26,000. Is that what it is?
$25,000.
I'm gonna wait 8 years, buy it at Costco for $1,200.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like this 4K thing, and the reason I brought this up, or the reason I have this on my discussion or on my one of my games things, is because Sony locks themselves into these future-proof pieces of hardware that never pan out. How long? Like PS3, Vita. And now, like, they're saying PlayStation 4 is going to have 4K when you have to spend $26,000 to get one of these TVs.
No, it's... That's never going to happen. They're never going to bring that to market.
But what about OLED? I thought that was going to be the next thing for TVs.
I don't really know.
Because those like, kind of things, it's like going to a car show and like Tesla Motorsports shows up with like an amazing car that's never going to be in production.
Prototypes.
It's just what we can do. This is what we can do. It's not feasible to bring it to like Walmart or the consumer market.
Well,
like,
as far as I know, like the only things that have OLED right now is Vita and like...
What does that stand
Sony
for?
TV. It's organic LED. But it means
and
more than it's just made organically. Like, it's... yeah, it's more like... Because you know the Vita has, like, the touch on the front and back.
And the back.
And it's supposed to be, like, a better resolution. Like, you know those TVs that are, like, 5 millimeters thin?
Okay, yeah.
Those are OLED TVs.
Yeah.
Well, right on.
That's insane. Where are the parts? Like, I don't understand even how it works.
That's so crazy that you said, what is 4K resolution? Look at that. No.
It's crazy to think.
What
look
is 4K
now.
Resolution?
OLEDs are as thin as they are; they're 5 millimeters thick. My DLP that I bought when I was dating Laura, it's got like a million moving parts inside of it and light bulbs that burn out. And that TV was
so
fucking $2,200.
What, you just got to get a bulb replaced every once in a while?
Yeah, it was $180.
I remember that thing.
Because
every time I used to sleep at Dan's house, he would, I always have something in there. I'll put a movie on and fall asleep during the opening credits or something like that. He used to get so pissed at me because he thought his bulbs were going to run out.
Dude, you're killing the bulb light. I'm going to be playing something.
Yeah, and like, when you turn the TV on, it would take forever for it to act.
Remember?
So I'm just like hitting power. I'm like, why isn't this working? TV is ready to explode.
But
like
you had to turn that thing like past 20 just to drown out the fan sound.
Yeah. And it was a heater, man.
Have you guys ever put the volume of your TV up to 100?
We were talking about that. We were talking about this recently. Chad and I were doing like...
There's that thing where you're so scared to get it.
We were doing like
30.
A stoned watch movie night, and it was like, why am I afraid to put my TV up past 80? Like...
Oh, you had it like 50.
I know, I had it 50, but I was like, dude, you can't go past 50.
You're
going to blow those fucking speakers. And I was like, wait.
It's scary.
Old ass TVs.
I don't know about you guys, but on my Toshiba, like there is no difference in volume from like 25 to 85.
It is the same fucking sound. It's like
sharp,
quiet or loud. That's the only option I have. I don't have surround sound, obviously. But
my surround sound isn't even compatible with my TV anymore. My surround sound was pretty decent, and it's not even compatible anymore. So now
it's
because
it doesn't have HDMI in or whatever.
Yeah,
you can convert it.
I'm so fucking lazy, I don't care.
Dan's surround sound's got coax in.
Yeah. But it was good. But now, like,
nice
my TV's at 90 always, like, watching anything.
Okay, so did anything else interesting happen to you guys last week?
Yeah, we're still on last
now
week.
Now that we, But I am going to come back to that 4K thing about something, but,
Well, last week, am I going to talk about everything I did last week? Because I beat a couple games.
Yeah, are we talking personal stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go personal.
Anything other
than
movies,
any
games?
Anything other than movies or games? No.
Nothing happened. Doug,
really?
I'll go a little personal here. It's kind of an entertaining story. So I've been seeing this girl, Sarah, and I went to her house, and I met her roommate, and her roommate was like, she was just like, I had a really, like, funny story for you. She was like, I was looking at your Facebook, like your display picture, because Sarah was showing me a picture of who you were, and she was just like, and I know one of the guys in the display picture, and I was just like, well, that's crazy, because it's only a picture of the three of us and Kyle, so I was just like, okay, bring it on, like I'm interested in hearing this, and it was you, Chad. She was like, apparently she said like. She said you were talking to her at a bar last summer, and you asked her for her phone number, and then she gave it to you. And then she said you added her on Facebook, and the next day she went to check out your Facebook profile, and you had deleted her.
Was that the young hot one?
Yeah. She's 21, so.
What's her name?
Martha.
Yeah.
So,
really?
I was like...
She was in my fucking cell phone for like a year. I was like going through the numbers and...
Wait, you got her number too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she was asking me.
No. I got the number for Chad because his phone was in there.
She was like, I don't just give my number out to anyone. Like, why didn't he call me? And I was like,
oh, jeez.
I don't know.
I just thought
it was hilarious.
I was looking at my contacts like a few months ago and I was just like cleaning them up and I saw her name like, what the fuck? And I just deleted it.
Yeah, it was, I got the number, I went home drunk,
yeah,
added her drunk, woke up in the morning sober,
and went, oh no.
What the fuck? No.
This is Chad.
Unadd. Unfriend.
Yeah, she was talking to you, she's like, yeah, there was like a bunch of other guys with them, and they were saying like, get her number, and I was like, and I was just like, oh, that just happens. Like, if you're at Subway and you're ordering like a sandwich or something, and the sandwich artist so much as smiles at you,
she's
all hell's breaking loose.
Like, she probably sat at her computer the whole day just waiting, like, come online, and you deleted her.
I don't think it was that bad, but it was just a funny story.
She's pretty, though.
Anything interesting happened to you, Chad?
I started school this week.
Oh.
And,
college man.
College 27, man. Started school.
Going back after multiple dropouts.
Immediate regret?
No, I love it. I'm absolutely enthralled by it right now. But
you forget what it feels like to learn, how awesome that feels.
Yeah, especially something that you want to know. Like,
yeah.
You go in there, and then it's like today, my first class was about like cameras and using Photoshop with cameras or like pictures that you take with an awesome camera. And how was it? And like I didn't expect that at all. I was just, yes, I wanted to come here separately for this. But here it is.
So it's like design classes
class
and stuff like that in the web?
Yeah, like Photoshop, and they
that's
just
cool.
Teach you everything like that. But yeah, I got suspended from work as well.
They didn't fire you?
I haven't been fired. For the past 2 weeks, I've been asking them about my school schedule. They haven't said anything to me.
Right.
And so I just went to school and didn't show up for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I called in, and a couple of my friends that I sit with at work, they're just like, they got suspended for like hanging up on people,
right?
And
which you started,
obviously. So I called them up, and I was just like, I'm not going to be coming into work if you're just going to suspend me. So they called me up and suspended me.
So you're not going to work anymore?
I don't know.
What a juvenile.
Are you
place?
Supposed to be working
work
right
at
now?
Right. I just hung up on a call, and I got a text from both of those guys right now.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Where
are you? Don't bother coming in on Monday, man.
So now I have to meet HR on Monday.
Just say fuck it.
I would be pretty assertive. Like, I demanded like to at least be noticed because I have these issues that we need to bring up. I'm not going to not go to school.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I'm paying for school.
Dude, you can get fired.
Pretend
literally
like you
walk out the door, walk back in the other side of the building, throw your resume at them, and they'll hire you next
but
week.
It's just so easy right now when I go in there. Like, everything's just... I show up late, I leave early.
They don't care.
They're going to try and be mad, but you got to go in there more mad.
Yeah.
Like, immediately take...
I have a feeling that's not going to work out well.
We're interviewing you now.
So, also, I've got, you know, it's not really relevant anymore, but... and it kind of will segue us into the movies. Michael Clark Duncan...
Dead
at whatever age he is.
I was really surprised to see how much love like went out to him.
Oh,
when
come
he died.
On, man.
Regardless,
on Facebook and
every
guys.
Fucking
okay.
time somebody
whoa,
dies.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Okay. Nothing against him or anything. I just like didn't think that many people like cared about him, and then I thought about it more and it's just like, no, he really is like unique.
He did quite a bit.
Like he can play a certain role just like great, you know, just like
played
big,
a giant,
scary, sentimental
black guy.
Yeah,
wasn't he God?
No,
no.
That movie.
In what movie
was he God?
In Green Mile.
You know what I need to rewatch?
No, Green Mile. He was the guy with the rats in his pocket.
Yeah, but
he was Kingpin.
He was like God.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna make
in
a
hole. I don't really remember it, but
I was gonna make a.
But he was awesome.
In Rames
really
joke.
Nice.
But
wait,
He was Kingpin in Daredevil.
Oh, God, no.
So, I don't even care. I don't care that this guy's dead, but I wanted to bring up... the first thing I thought of was... Have you guys ever seen The Island? Have you guys ever seen The Island?
No.
Is that the...
Ewan McGregor.
Isn't
and,
it a remake
Scarlett
of, a,
Johansson.
Of a good 70s movie?
Yes, I have
but
seen
the remake
movie.
Was bad.
I don't know.
Yes, I've seen it.
So, there's the scene where he has a cameo where he plays the... Oh, spoiler alert. The clone of a football player.
Oh.
And, So what they do is, what they use people, these clones for in the movie, in the movie The Island is that they raise a clone, so whenever their actual human counterpart gets sick or needs like a donated organ or something like that, they can use brand new organs and essentially live for longer. So like this football player, this rich football player, played by Michael Clark Duncan, has a Michael Clark Duncan clone.
Yeah.
And they're like, you've won. You know, you've won the lottery. You're going to the island. And then they put you in a bed or something and kill you and take your organs, right? So in the Michael Clark Duncan scene...
Let's call him MCD.
MCD, Michael Clark Duncan. So in the MCD scene...
Let's call him McDonald's.
McDonald's.
McD's.
So when Mickey D's is... when they're trying to, like, lethal inject him to die, because he's such a fucking monster, he, like, rejects it. And he's cut open. He wakes up in, like, the... in the operating table with his fucking chest open. Ooh. And he starts... He's a monster. He's like the Hulk. And he's, like, starts... Hulk smashing people out of his way and like running down the hallways with his chest open, and he like he does this sad big black man cry.
Yeah.
And it's like heartbreaking. And I'm like, I remember seeing that and thinking, Michael Clark Duncan, Mickey D. Like Mickey D, he's putting it on for this cameo. And that's all I could think about was his scene in The Island. And like I'm like, I wonder I could that's all I could picture was him getting out of the hospital, because it wasn't like a sudden death.
No, he had a heart attack a couple months ago or something, and just never recovered. Oh,
and all that picture was him trying to stay alive and want to live. Like
he
that's
probably
what,
did that.
That's
in
what
real
in
life.
The movie Mickey D's like, I want to live, I want to live. Like, and he's crying, and it's really heartbreaking. And that's so why boring. That's
jeez,
it sucked. And like I've been thinking about that all fucking week.
Yeah, that's depressing, man.
All right, so moving on to movies. Did you guys watch any movies?
I didn't really watch a lot of movies. I rewatched season 2 of The Walking Dead.
Dude, I bought it on Blu-ray. It's amazing.
I'm my hype for it's at an all-time high right now. Like, I just read the first 50 issues of the comic, and, like, I'm playing the game right now. I'm on episode 3. And I just really wanted to rewatch it. Like, the trailer for season 3 is so awesome.
I haven't even seen it.
Oh, my goodness. It's, like, it just gets you so hyped for it. Like, I think season 1 was bad.
It was.
And they needed to get it out of the way.
Season
1
was not bad. It was not as good as season 2.
I enjoyed watching it, I guess, but it just, like, after every episode, I was like...
Let's put it this way, I can sort of agree with you, because I had both the Blu-rays in my hand last night, and I was like, I'm not buying season 1, I'm never going to fucking watch this, ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just watched season 2, and
well,
then I started watching it again.
What else were we watching with that? Was it Boardwalk Empire, season 1? And we tried to... And then, like, and Walking Dead just got more and more boring.
Yeah.
I think we
and
made
Boardwalk
it
Empire.
I made it through 3 episodes.
Yeah. It, you know what? I think
horrible.
That suffered from being, like, really overhyped. Season 1.
It
was kind of like a Hot Topic thing at first. To me.
Yeah,
like
I remember seeing
like
posters
Nightmare
everywhere.
Before Christmas-esque.
Have you seen season 2, though?
Everybody you don't want to like it likes it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's the
season
zombie
really
thing,
good.
Right? Like, it's like, that's so cool right now. But the reason I like The Walking Dead so much now, after having read the comic, and I know it's like, the show and the comic are two different things, but the comic's so fucking awesome because it's like, the motto for it is like, in a world ruled by the dead, we're finally forced to start living. And it's just all about the people and, like, having gone through this, they're, like, these horrible people now. And everyone they run into is, like, awful.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, that's what's really cool about it. The characters, like, not necessarily, like, ugh, zombies.
I had to do the sort of the same thing with Rachel as I have to do with you now. She saw the first 1 or 2 episodes of it.
Classic rewatch.
And she was, like... It's a stupid show. It's exactly like 28 Days Later. He wakes up in the hospital and the whole thing. And I was like, look past that. I promise you, you get to season 2 and it's not even about zombies anymore, really. It's more along the lines of, like, characters and, like, how fucked up they all turn out and, like, the shit that happens. It like, it's sad.
Yeah, I didn't watch it at all for all of season 1 or 2. And then I went over Joe to your house. And you guys were watching
that.
Yeah,
second last
night.
That was,
yeah,
like, the,
just, like,
that was a big episode.
And you're just like,
two guys, one's dead.
Yeah,
not spoiling anything.
Spoilers.
Like, holy shit.
Full spoilers ahead.
Full spoilers. Shane dies.
Is
Shane?
You
yeah.
can't.
Shane dies.
I don't care, man.
Yeah, if you haven't seen
not,
it by
if,
now, you're not.
They got, like, I'm not going to. I'm not even going to bring it up.
Full spoilers ahead all the time, always.
Hey, so when you're reading the comic, do you. When you're reading, does it go like. We can't do it! Like, you know?
No. There's
like,
none of the southern.
So you've got your own. Your own projection of what these characters sound like based on the comic?
Yeah, like...
There's no other way!
In the comic, Rick is just a badass from day one. Like, he never had any hesitation to, like, make tough decisions, and he's always made them for more or less the benefit of the group. Like,
yeah.
Shane is the voice of reason in the comic. I mean, he dies in the first, like, chapter.
What?
Like, he dies much earlier in the comic.
Yeah. I remember hearing that and thinking, thank God this guy's going to be out of the show.
Yeah.
I hate Shane.
I think
Rick's just, like,
you're supposed to hate him.
No, but I hate him.
You're the actor?
No, I he's just, I don't know, I don't like Shane. I like Rick.
I do like Rick because I agree with Rick's moral choices, and Shane's just, like, too hard. I can't relate.
But that's what I mean, though.
It's
in
cool
the comic,
that
Rick has no morality. Like,
well, he's kind
I mean,
of gone
he,
to that
he
point.
Looks out for his family, but that's it.
I think that, you know, well, he's definitely kind of reached that point now by the end of season two.
Exactly.
He's
that's
like,
why
fuck
I'm so
this,
excited
it's my
three.
Way, like, we're gonna, if you don't want to be in my team or whatever, then you're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So what were you originally talking about?
Movies
Walking,
we watched this
Walking
week.
Dead. Yeah, I guess we have to account for television because when Game of Thrones starts coming up, I'm going to want to talk about that.
I haven't finished season two.
You're an idiot.
Oh my God, dude.
I know.
You're out
like,
of your fucking
I
mind.
Wish I could
it's
be you and have not
sucks.
Seen season two and
I
just
wanna,
go home right now and watch
you know what I'm really looking forward to is getting the Blu-ray and just doing a whole fucking day.
I'm
and
sorry.
I need to
I
get
do
my Blu-ray back.
I'm sorry,
back.
But can you tell me the story again of how your mom spoiled season two?
I can just picture it. So he's dead though, you know.
Boardwalk?
Tell
your mom ruined
yeah, like for months since the season two has ended.
Okay.
Like you guys were teasing it that like oh it can be spoiled and
big
just like two words. Just two words basically.
Jimmy's dead.
Jimmy's dead, yeah.
But yeah, my I was at home and my dad, like, we all watched season one together.
Okay.
And it's just like hey, whatever happened to that you know, skinny weird guy in the Boardwalk? Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, Boardwalk Empire. Like, yeah. I mean, is that still on? They canceled that. I was like, oh no, it's going strong. But I was like, yeah, season two just ended, and like I literally said, like everyone's been trying to spoil it for me, and I keep having to say, no, please, like
don't
shut up, I want to watch it. And as soon as I'm done that, my mom's just like. Well, you know, Jimmy's dead.
Were you like, what?
Are you fucking kidding me? You're not here when I just finished.
That's literally the last scene of season two. Like, where for 15 minutes my jaw was like wide open. Like,
oh man.
Kyle's dad did the same thing to him in Walking Dead season two. Like, Kyle's like, yeah, I just haven't seen the last few episodes of it. And he's like, well, you know, Shane's dead, right?
Yeah, he's dead.
Like, no, I didn't.
Is that where fucking spoil for me? Where Kyle gets it from?
Everybody
yeah.
wants.
Guy's the worst.
Everybody wants to be the one that knows about the show.
Yeah,
like,
I guess
like,
so.
You get that, and it's just like
it's tough.
Oh, did you know this about it?
It's a tough life not watching stuff. You got to be on your guard.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happens at the end of Game of Thrones yet, and I'm happy no one's really said anything.
You know what? I also kind of think though, like if you haven't watched it at this point. You're not that into it, and
I am
you deserve to have it ruined for
you. You know what happened
like,
to me?
I didn't watch Lost till like season three.
My fucking download for the second last episode of Game of Thrones didn't work. One of them just didn't work. So I was like, ah, fuck it. And then I didn't watch it again. And that was it.
If that was me,
and then I watched Boardwalk, and that's what happened. I watched all of Boardwalk.
Yeah.
You know what? Boardwalk season two is better than Game of Thrones season two.
I mean, speaking of that, though, like,
really?
Like
I said it.
I agree. I think that Boardwalk's a better show than Game of Thrones, period. I love that show.
Game of Thrones is pretty hokey sometimes.
Game of Thrones, I think, they really spread themselves really thin. I mean, and it's...
I hate Jon Snow. Used to love him, hate him.
Ooh. He's a horrible
actor.
Yeah.
And that exactly. Weird...
Why didn't he fuck that redhead when he had the chance?
Bro.
Yeah, I mean, I thought for sure.
Roar.
I thought for sure they were seeing that.
It's apples and oranges. Like, it's fantasy... Versus,
you can break it down as
crime.
Good TV or bad TV.
Yeah, like, as the seasons go, that, like, I'm sure when Game of Thrones is done, that won't be remembered as the best season.
The problem with Game of Thrones is it's very, like, it's stuck to that source material where they have to do all this stuff, whether it's boring or not.
Mm-hmm.
Boardwalk Empire, you know, one episode is about just Jimmy and his mom and their relationship. And it's like, it takes you completely out of that story arc and puts you back in time.
That was
Game of Thrones, you can't really do that. You know, you can't jump around in time and tell different perspectives of different stories.
Have you seen all of Boardwalk now?
No.
So I can't even ruin this now. I can't.
Well, go ahead. It's like...
Well,
Jimmy's mom...
This is horrible.
And when he's an adult, and it's weird. I watched it, and I was like,
I think it's really cool. Like, that's it's
just an HBO kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean,
you always say that. You're like, HBO titties just gonna get people to watch.
He's right, man.
Titties. No,
and every show they do something.
There
like
are
risque.
There
and,
is
and
an
different.
Excessive amount of titties in every HBO show.
The dick sucking in Game of Thrones is ridiculous.
Yeah,
they,
it's
like,
not even in the books at all.
What's his name? Not even gay. They're just they hint, they call him. Well, he might be, so as far as I know, because I only know what goes on in the
show. They do push it pretty hard in the show.
Well, I mean, people just call him gay.
In every HBO show, there's a gay character twist, like a shocking, like,
okay,
he's gay.
HBO
like,
does
do that. It's like, what's that
Mad
one?
Mad Men
had
a good
funeral one.
One.
The funeral show.
Am I the only person to say it?
In Mad Men? The one guy from season 1 and 2.
The Italian guy.
Yeah.
Salvador, yeah.
He directs that commercial.
He's gay.
I'm pretty sure that was known that he was gay.
Well, yeah,
first scene you see
him. No, I'm not saying it's a twist. I'm not saying it's a twist. He's a gay character.
Yeah.
That's AMC, though. Is it not?
Yeah, that is AMC.
Well, whatever. AMC is... You know,
HBO.
Yeah, HBO.
On their coattails, yeah.
I am like, I've never been more excited for fall TV than I am right now. Like, American Horror Story,
Kay.
Walking Dead.
Can we talk about American Horror Story? Because I hear a lot of hype about it right now.
It's
and
awesome.
I don't know what it is, and I hear Adam Levine from fucking Room 5 is the lead character in season 2.
I don't know anything about that.
Because if
I'm
it's
not
true,
interested in any of that. So you guys can go ahead and talk about
it. It's just a horror TV show.
It's good,
one though. Season. Yeah, it's the kind of show where, like, it doesn't go season by season. Like, I don't know what they're going to do in season 2, but it, like...
There's no overlining.
It concludes. Like, you can watch all of season 1 as if it were a long movie.
Okay.
It just... It's good, man. It's scary and, like...
Why was it canceled?
Mm-hmm.
Was it canceled for a little while? And then
they just picked it up for season... I mean, season 2 starts October 14th.
Like a Netflix only kind of thing?
Wait a minute.
No, it's
that's
an FX.
That's on FX, isn't it?
Yeah, FX.
I feel like I've been missing
it's a great show. Season 1 is really, really good. It's, like, not... I love horror movies and...
You know,
I have to say, I was really impressed with this. And I don't just like gore and rape like most horror movies seem to be about now. Like, it was genuinely like eerie and I really enjoyed watching
it. I really
it.
Want to like horror movies, but I can't. Like, everyone's like, oh, Insidious is really scary. The movie
Insidious
was laughably
was
bad.
Oh, Darth Maul?
Darth Maul is not scary at all. He's on the roof like...
Ray Park's in it?
What?
The Darth Maul actor guy?
No, it's fucking the bad guy in that
movie. Oh, and he looks
his
like Darth
Maul.
His
face is Darth Maul. Like, well, he already got cut in half, so I'm not worried about it at all. It's fucking stupid.
Actually, well, hey, anything can happen, right? Darth Maul lives.
Yeah, now he's got spider legs.
There's another one.
No, he only has spider legs for one episode.
That was so disappointing.
Yeah, he's got, like, Grievous legs.
Do you remember that night? It was just like, you invited me over, you were just like, special Clone Wars night. I was so fucking excited. And, like, we got so ready.
That was
the
worst episode
ever.
Me,
you, and Shelby were watching it, just
that
like...
stupid snake?
Oh...
Come on, master!
Oh, God.
It was the worst episode.
I feel like every time you try to tell me that show's awesome, we
it's
watch
it,
and I'm like,
oh,
man,
the trailer for the newest season looks fucking amazing.
The trailers always look good, though.
Yeah, I know. Trailers for fucking bad movies look decent, and you see the movie, and you're like, oh,
I don't know.
That show's not bad. It's a good show. I mean, I'm very attached to the subject material, but
season 4 were awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there's good episodes and bad. But
okay.
I like it. I mean, it's better than having no Star Wars, as far as I'm concerned.
This is kind of off topic, but did any of you guys see Spider-Man?
No.
The newer one?
I'm waiting for Blu-ray. I'm really excited for
Tuesday.
That,
so. I'm buying it.
Comes out
Tuesday? Fuck.
Yeah.
You guys want to watch it? And
September 25th is Avengers as well,
week?
And I'm fucking psyched.
Ooh, I want to have a party for Avengers, man. I'm pretty excited for that.
The movie
to see
is
and
so
by party,
good.
I mean get the four people that I still hang out with. Life, have them over.
Us plus Kyle.
That's a party.
That is a party.
I like those parties.
So,
amazing.
we're on movies still, right?
Yeah. Sure. Well, it's just pretty much what we've watched.
So, I watched Moon again. Have you guys ever seen
yes.
Moon?
I haven't.
Really good.
So, what'd you say?
This movie's really good.
Yeah, so, this movie, Moon, is about this character. Let me start at the beginning. There is a company called Lunar Laboratories, and they discover, like, fusion captured in the moon's rocks by the sun. So it's like the sun's energy harnessed into moon rocks, and then they use moon rocks to power the Earth. So it's like there's no more power struggle. It's just clean energy for the whole planet. So this company, Lunar Laboratories, has this harvesting facility on the moon, and the only person that you need to run this facility, it's all electronic, not electronic, but
there's like an AI or something.
There's an AI, he's called Gertie. and then there's these harvesters that are just circling the moon. And one maintenance guy has to maintain these harvesters. So the idea is that you're there by yourself for a 3-year contract. And you're just, like, isolated up there. So Sam Rockwell plays the lead. He plays a character called Sam. And you find him.
He's always Sam.
He always is.
I love Sam Rockwell.
It's like Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan.
So Sam's almost at the end of his 3-year term, and he's like, they've lost communication with Earth. The satellite's broken, so he can no longer communicate with Earth, and he starts losing it, right? I'm going to spoil a little bit of this movie. Anything that's in the trailer I think is fair game. I'm not going to really ruin the ending, though, because I want to
spoilers ahead.
Well, I mean, it's irrelevant. So he starts, like, hallucinating, right? And he's seeing people that aren't there, and he's starting to see weird transmissions. And you're thinking, like, this guy's losing his mind. And then he goes out to, you know, these things break down every once in a while, and he goes out to fix them. So one of the harvesters breaks down. He's going out to fix it. He hallucinates again and sees, like, a figure standing on the moon, crashes his harvester because he's distracted, and then wakes up in infirmary.
Yeah.
And Gertie's like, you had an accident. You know, like, the AI says, oh, you've had an accident. Geez, I said I wouldn't do it like this, but you said you had an accident, blah, blah, blah. So he wakes up and the harvester's still out there broken. So this character goes out, Sam goes out to fix the harvester again and finds himself in the broken down harvester or at the crash site. He finds himself. So the first time I watched it, I remember thinking, like, okay, is he still going crazy? What is this? What's happening? Is this a clone? What's going on? And right away they reveal that they're both clones. So I got really mad watching this movie because they lay it on really, really thick. But I was like, they're tricking me. There's no way he's a clone. It's still, like, he's going through some shit. He's, like, isolated and going insane. Plus, you've got that AI that's, like, Hal from 2001 Space Odyssey. And I'm thinking, like,
just keeping him company-wise,
yeah,
there.
I'm like, there's got to be something's with this.
Him.
But they don't hide anything. They lay it out all there for you. Yes, it is a clone. Gertie, the AI, is there to help and make sure everything's fine. And I remember being so let down at the end that I was like, really? It's just, that's the story you told? So I was kind of let down with that movie, but I really liked the look of it and I really liked watching it. So I wanted to rewatch. I watched it again.
I really liked the feeling of that movie, actually.
That's
what
I liked.
That's
too.
Like,
that's
what,
it from
the,
what you're saying.
Oh, well, okay. So, well, let me finish, though. So I watched it a second time and I knew what was happening. I'm like, let me give this another shot without such a subjective approach. So now I'm watching it, and the cool part about it is each clone starts from, like, let's say 2050, and then lives for ages, right? Like this character would. So you've got the one clone who's 3 years past, like, his birth, his clone birth, and the other clone that is brand new. So the way I saw the movie for the second time, it's a cool story because you've got this puzzle and this weird kind of thing happening, and you've got a character who is the exact same character from different points in time, and it's like your former self helping out your future self to figure out the solution to this problem. And then I was overwhelmed with, like, happiness, thinking, like, this is a really cool story about clones. Like, it's just how they would help each other out. The one who's older is wiser and more relaxed. And it's literally you can talk to your future self to help you figure out these problems.
Yeah, I forgot there were, like, multiple Sams walking around.
Yeah, yeah. So there's two of them, right? And
he
then
goes and wakes the other one up or something? Or how does that work?
Well, yeah. And then the movie goes on to there. They're going to try and figure out what to do with this problem. And there is another twist that I won't talk about because I don't want to ruin it. And it's a fucking awesome movie. And I recommend it to anybody listening. It's a sci-fi staple. It's
yeah?
a staple in sci-fi. Like, right up there, I'm really liking... Did you see Solaris, the Soderbergh version with George Clooney? It's a good sister piece to that. And this other movie called Take Shelter, because they're both about hallucinating and stuff like that. But I won't talk about Take Shelter. But Moon is definite watch to any sci-fi fan.
I want Dead Space 3.
So you've seen it?
Yeah, I really liked... instead of just his story, I liked the indifference you feel, like, Earth is probably for hundreds of years. You don't even know if like Earth still exists like the way you would know it then.
So kind of like a Wall-E situation?
Yeah, he's been there. He just keeps doing this. How long has he been reborn? How many times?
Well, they do...
Everything's just indifferent. Like, there's no time limit.
There is one constant.
Gertie says what is it?
When the older Sam drives out to past the communications barrier and calls home. Remember?
Oh, he does?
He calls back to his house, and the memories that they've implanted of, like, his family are one way, and then when the person that picks up the phone, it's a completely different way. So it's been
So someone's placed on Earth, so in the event that he does...
No. I think the original Sam was on the moon doing his thing. He went for his original 3-year term, and then they used that experience to implement into the clones. And he has a 3-year-old daughter that he goes home to.
Yeah.
And when the clone calls home, the 3-year-old daughter is 16.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Which is another cool thing, too. I mean, it's worked out. Their little plan has worked out for so many cycles, right? Well, I'm kind of spoiling it now. The cycles are 3 years. You know, just like the contract.
Do they not start deteriorating really quickly?
Well, the idea is they get sick. See, I'm spoiling it. Spoiler alert.
Don't spoil it. I'm excited to watch it. You just sold me on it.
Okay,
I don't want it spoiled.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Okay, all right.
I really
cool.
want to see it now.
Even though I hate when other podcasts do this, I already said my piece. Go watch the movie, and then, you know, Doug's
going
to watch
it next week.
Yeah, Doug's going to watch it. We'll talk about it next week. Did I interrupt you? Do you have anything more to say about Moon?
No, I'm good.
I have a little bit more to say. Do you have anything to say about Moon?
No. I just enjoyed it.
Fuck Moon.
So I like that, so I like Moon a lot, and, on the DVD, I rented a DVD, by the way, 50 cents.
Whoa. No Blu-ray in the Dollar House?
No, don't. 50 Cent House, man. grab a couple
yeah,
of 50 fucking
cent
DVDs. 50
Cent DVD House.
50 Cent DVD House, yeah.
I'd rather pay a dollar for it in the Blu-ray
Well,
house.
It doesn't, no, on Blu-ray.
That's what I asked for the first time.
So, on the DVD, there's, this guy's made one other movie, Source Code. You guys ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Forgettable, bullshit, not that good.
Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, John Hall.
Terrible.
Kind of shit.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it. But there's a making of. Nah, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm pretty sure Sam Rockwell is smoking weed in the making of video. And then there's like a short film called Whistle, and it's unwatchable.
That bad?
Yeah. I turned it off. This is shit.
Dude.
So like this Duncan Jones guy made Moon fine, but I'm not going to celebrate his entire catalog. That's for damn sure.
The only time I ever watch anything aside from the movie in like... I don't watch commentary. I'll never watch commentary. I can't stand it.
Love
but, like, added extras, the only time I ever watch it is, like, deleted scenes in comedies or gag reels. That's the
yeah.
only time. Everything
exactly
else,
what I
I'm
do.
Like, fuck it. Like,
I
Knocked
wait.
Up or 40-Year-Old Virgin, I'm like, I'll watch the gag reel. It'll be funny for 8 minutes, and then I'm done.
It's funny, like, a serious movie to see the gag reel after, because, like, oh, the characters actually do have
not even,
personality.
They don't do it very often.
Not even
it's
movies
serious.
That you really care about.
Care
Star
about.
Wars, I watch it, like,
okay,
I,
that's different.
Like, it's a separate movie.
That's different.
When I watch Lord of the Rings commentary, I just want to watch Lord of the Rings and I just turn
Peter
it
Jackson
off.
Sucks.
Oh,
in this scene, we had to, you know, build some old rocks.
I'm pretty sure you're the only person who watches commentary.
There's
I
thing.
Love
yeah,
it. I'll
I,
watch
I,
a movie, hit the commentary, watch the movie again.
There's I enjoy
a
it, but
the
I have
drive.
A hard time getting, like, finding the time to be like, okay, I'm going to sit down and watch this with the commentary. But, like,
remind
if it's on, it's alright.
Remind me later, there's a thing on the Chive this week. Where it was like facts you probably didn't know about Lord of the Rings, and there's some fucking interesting stuff in there.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, like about the making.
Just random things like Aragorn's horse. He like fell in love with the horse in real life and bought it. And
oh, yeah.
owns it now. Afterwards,
he's dead.
And like
the only thing where
Viggo Mortensen.
Mortensen, yeah.
He almost dies.
I think
he drowns.
Hobbiton was made 3 years before filming in Lord of the Rings, just so that it could overgrow. And look real, and now it's abandoned. And it was meant to be like an attraction thing, and it never ended up happening. And there's just like sheep that go there and just like live in the houses and eat the grass.
No, they broke it right down.
No, there's
yeah,
still
like
parts of
it.
You should see
some farm and like
maybe the interior. Maybe
you should see
everything's
it.
Everything's gone, but like
oh, they're all yeah, everything's cleared up. All the houses are like.
Here.
I can show you pictures of it. I'll show you later. It's fine.
It's like my number one spot in the world to go.
all the original Star Wars locations, like the Lars homestead, was just literally it was like this hotel in Indonesia or wherever the hell they were, I don't know, but it's just this giant set carved out of rock, and it still exists, but it's been so deteriorated by sand that it's pretty tough to notice. But it's there. You can go stay there at night, camp there in the Lars homestead.
Speaking of Star Wars, or trivia, did you know that in A New Hope, they never call the planet Tatooine? It's not said once.
Really?
I believe it. Yeah. It wasn't named until The Empire Strikes Back.
Interesting.
He's got a good rewatch in like store now.
So,
see.
Anybody else watch any movies?
Trying to think if I'm watching. I've been watching a few shows. Shameless.
Watched a bit of MasterChef reality TV.
Have you been watching Big Brother?
Anybody ever seen that?
No. Shameless, is that William H. Macy?
Actually, yeah, it's yeah. a great show.
I like him.
Awesome.
I don't like the long hair, though.
So funny. Like,
really?
It's a really good show. That and Misfits, a little bit.
Oh, yeah. How far are you on that?
A couple episodes in the season.
Is that TJ's show?
Yeah, I told him about it, and he started watching it.
He's I also watched Part of Kick-Ass, but I don't want to talk about that.
I saw that on Danflix.
Yeah. the one thing I was going to bring up is that Chloe Moretzko is like, she looks twice as old for this sequel that's coming out. But I don't really care.
Are they doing Kick-Ass too? Is that confirmed?
Yeah, yeah. So who's going to tell us about Danflix? So we can explain what Danflix is.
I made the mistake of giving my Netflix password up, and now
it's like a network that we
there's
all share.
A community of people watching my Netflix.
I like, you log on, it's like, who watched Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Rachel has it in her daughter.
Is Amanda still kicking on the...
No, I told her to get the fuck out.
Well, who's watching Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
Rachel's kids.
Yeah.
Is there no limit to how many people can use?
I don't think so.
Look at their
I think it was 7 devices. Like
I have it on my
PS3.
Kyle's got it on the 360.
Okay,
you've got it on your 360.
It's on my Xbox, my PS3, and my computer. And my phone. There's
I don't have it. Really?
I have 4. Plus it's on your... There's another 2, 3, 4.
I'm pretty sure there was a limit to how many... I remember it being 7. I heard that.
Can you guys use it at the same time?
I think we might be able to.
I've never had an overlapping issue because I don't use it. I don't fucking use it. I let all you guys...
The other good thing about it is none of us use it that much. You know, it's just like... It's just...
No, I'll watch it. Well, I've been watching Arrested Development.
It's horrible.
Okay.
Canada's Netflix. Canada Netflix is the worst. There's nothing to watch. And if there is, it's like, oh, there's a good... this is a good show, but there's only season one.
Having Netflix is kind of like being a PlayStation Plus subscriber. It's just like...
Shit.
I'm going to pay a little bit a month for this and just be pleasantly surprised with whatever they put up there. It's just like,
okay.
One day, Joe and I fucking wanted to watch Thor so bad, and we couldn't rent it anywhere. The only place we could... Well,
yeah,
that's the end of the story. But I was trying to drive the point home about how frustrated we were about trying to find Thor. We went to the mall. We went to, the local Best Buy. Then we went to the... Well, yeah, because it was 36.
You were going
to buy it? Well, if it was cheap enough, but it was $36.99 for, you know, the digital
Amazon,
copy.
Man.
3.
It's only Amazon.
But we wanted to watch it that day. So
that's the thing.
We go to rent it.
I want something, I want it now. Like, Doug's,
yeah, exactly.
The Walking Dead book that he's got is, the first 50 or whatever issues.
First 50 issues, yeah.
I want it. I want it now. I don't want to wait a week.
So, Doug, how does that story end?
Okay, so...
Anyway, it's on Netflix.
It ends by, we go home, and it's on Netflix, and I'm super happy. But, yeah, same with PlayStation Plus. Like, I'll just check IGN at work, and it's like, Walking Dead Episode 1 and 2 are free for PlayStation Plus members. Like,
get the fuck out of here. You got them for free?
Yes, I got them for free.
You're gay.
I also got Borderlands for free this week, which is...
Borderlands?
Yeah.
Dude,
and next,
PlayStation Plus is awesome.
In 2 weeks, Red Dead's going up, and I've never played that game, and I'm so excited to get that game for free. Yeah. So it's Little Big Planet 2, Infamous 2, Ratchet & Clank.
And how much is it a month?
$6.
Why don't I have it? I don't even... Well,
as
don't
soon as you unsubscribe from it, all that stuff goes away.
Yeah, that would only... I mean, come on, though.
I'll pay $6 to play fucking Red Dead if I haven't played it before. That game's incredible. It's one of my favorite games of all time, ever.
I'm looking forward to playing it.
That is really good.
It's crazy. It's like a 16 gig download, so you gotta watch it.
Like Microsoft, they do like the deal of the week or whatever. They just discount really bad games.
Yeah, it's Halo Reach again.
I didn't even look for that.
They're like, oh, Halo Reach map pack or Halo 3 map packs. They had like last
and
month.
Halo
3.
That's the worst game.
Is there a day, though, like weekly or monthly, where Xbox goes like, okay, today is like there's PSN is every Tuesday. There's new discounts, new games
Wednesday.
For each thing. Potentially.
Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I love that, though. I always check IGN, and it's just like, all right, this game's on sale if you have a... Oh, that's the other thing about PlayStation Plus. Huge discounts.
Big ones.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Like, about Journey.
And it doesn't work with gay-ass Microsoft points. That's the only thing I don't like with Microsoft. I always have leftover points, or I'm, like, 30 short. I'm like, are you... 30?
I mean, yeah, like,
you
gotta
buy Gandalf costume.
Yeah, you gotta buy clone armor. That's so funny. We both went to our respective mythologies.
How much did that Gandalf costume cost?
You gotta buy clone armor, man.
Did you see what I did for my gamer score? I bought some fucking horrible game. I googled how I can get 8 gamer score, and there was a game on Xbox Live.
Oh, I remember you playing it. I was like, what the hell are you doing?
I played the worst game ever to get, like, 8 or 9 gamer score.
What
to,
was
like,
it?
To even it out. I don't know.
To make it the ending
War
of 0.
War Worlds or something?
War Worlds? Yeah, wasn't it some mech game?
Yeah, it was a mech. Oh, so bad. It was so bad.
Wait, you had an
how can I get
gamer score?
Yeah, because of fucking Ninja Turtles, like, from, like, years ago.
And you got 2 gamer score for something?
Have you guys heard
Ghost
of
Recon did that too.
How
yeah.
Nintendo's doing their accomplishments?
How do I know?
How Nintendo does their accomplishments? For
oh,
Wii, they're doing them for 3DS right now, and instead of you don't get like points or a score, but you get noted. So it's like beat this game, did this in this game, and it's just like it says.
Are there challenges though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's
that was not 3DS.
I broke 80K.
Really?
I
because
know.
I thought maybe they implemented it late because on Film Junk or on Game Junk they were talking about how he had accomplishments done. He has a 3DS XL. I
just came out with New Super Mario Brothers 2, so that. It could be implemented in
software update or something.
Yeah.
But there was nothing as far as
it's cool that those happen now.
I broke 80,000 gamer score.
And yoo-hoo-hoo!
It only took 7 years.
Yeah, but there were many periods where I didn't play for a long time. World of Warcraft time. 2 years, I didn't touch my Xbox.
You didn't get any gamer score for that.
Nope.
No. Just life gone. Life gone.
I don't even talk about it. I'm sorry.
So we're on video games right now, right? We officially moved over to video games.
Seems to be the...
That was a seamless transition.
Yeah.
anybody else play any games?
I just bought today Metal Gear Solid HD, which I think is going to be like 200 hours of just the
can
best
we,
time.
Can we save that for a little bit later?
Yeah, okay.
I played Sleeping Dogs, all of Sleeping Dogs.
I've heard about that.
It's surprisingly really good.
Yeah, I saw you on Xbox Live.
Like,
what is that, like a GTA open world-ish?
It's, remember...
Was this
True Crime?
Yeah.
It's,
oh, yeah.
It was a sequel to True Crime, but it got dropped and picked up by a different company.
Oh, yeah,
they just released this at this past E3, right? Is that the game?
No, that's Watch Dogs or something.
Oh, okay.
That one looks sweet, too.
Oh, my God.
This one is... It's like a GTA-style game, not so heavily focused on gunplay. It's hand-to-hand combat, and the hand-to-hand is a lot like Batman, like Arkham Asylum and Arkham City. Where you can like if you're about to get hit by an enemy, he'll light red, you hit Y to counter his attack, and they're fucking brutal. That's what's cool about it. You can like grab an opponent, run him over to like there's tons of things in the environment that you can use. You can throw a guy through a fish tank, which isn't that cool, but then there's like table saws and you just put his face into a table saw.
Yeah, but how long is that? Like when's the novelty?
It doesn't really wear off, to be honest with you, because you are constantly progressing and getting different moves and they're just more and more brutal as you go. The driving's fun and arcadey. It's pretty long. Well, long enough, anyway.
Nice. Best game you played since...
Mass Effect.
3?
Yeah.
Ooh. Interesting.
It's the only game I played since Mass
Better
Effect.
Than
there been. Hasn't really been anything.
There was a pretty big lull in games
something,
for me.
Something occurred to me, and I felt really good about it. I can't wait to trade in Mass Effect 3 and Skyrim and get something I actually want.
That's
I'm
exactly what I did today to get Metal Gear Solid HD.
Yeah.
I'm so done.
I'm
trying Mass Effect. I don't care if they read
it.
I'm
going
to
play it again.
Wow.
I don't know if
I
regret it, but like...
Yeah, but what happened to the collection?
I feel
no
like the collection
anymore?
Thing is gone now. Like, I don't care
like you
about
and I
that.
Care about collection.
I still have my collection, but like I've actually sold a couple of games. I sold The Witcher 2 because I was like...
Yeah, I don't even know why you bought that. It's crazy.
It's a good game. It's a good game. It's just I didn't have time for it. I was like, I'll never get into this. It's a waste of money. Someone's offering me $50 for it. Sure.
But do you feel
like Kijiji?
No, I sold the guy worth
$50 for a game.
That's when you sell a game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not to EV.
I have a stupid kid at work. He's 17. He's into games, and he looks up to me because...
All right, so he's not listening to the podcast.
So you tell him $75.
I'm 27. I'm 10 years older than him, and we can relate. On the only thing we can talk about where we can relate is gaming.
You call... I'm beeping that out so you can listen to the podcast.
Spencer, fuck you. Buy my games. That's all there is to it. He'll continue to buy them.
Do you think that he knows that you call him stupid, though?
Yeah, I talk. Oh, you should hear what I say to his face.
I know you don't mean it.
No, I'm only playing with him. But he's getting games for $20 cheaper than he would in the store, and they're mint condition. I take care of my stuff. You know that.
I do.
Fair enough. Why not? He can't. I beat him in a week.
But, like, this generation of games, and even GameCube is starting to, like... Or, sorry, GameCube, PS2, Xbox. They don't feel retro, and I don't think they ever will. So what is the point of having this retro collection?
I do
feel... In 10 years, you're going to load up Mass Effect 3?
No.
And you're going to be like, the graphics are shit.
Is that where we're coming back to the Metal Gear HD thing?
No, not yet.
Okay, but going on to that, right before I bought it, I was, like, in the mall, and, like, I'm kind of tight for cash this week, and I was trading in the games, and it was, like, it worked out to be, I only had to pay $10 for it, and I watched the video review, and I was like, oh, fuck, it's $10. Whatever, so I bought it. But, that's what they're saying. They're, like, this game is, like, 10 years old, and they were, like, well, a lot of people have been asking me, what order do I play them in? Because, storyline, like, goes, like, Metal Gear Solid 3, Peace Walker, and then Metal Gear Solid 2, but they were saying, like, because of the evolution of the controls, it's better to start and go 2, 3.
Yeah.
And, because they're saying if you play Peace Walker, which has, like, prime controls, like, you know, the analog sticks function really good in shooting, and then going back to 2, it's going to be noticeably worse, whereas you can kind of stomach it if you start off with 2. But, yeah, they're saying, like, the games are 10 years old, and, like, they made the transition to HD well. Obviously not.
That happened with me with Resident Evil 4.
They're saying blurred textures, but... Yeah, Resident Evil 4...
It's an amazing game.
You can play it on iOS, and it's phenomenal.
I bought it for Xbox, and the controls just feel old. And I'm like, I can't...
Have you played Resident Evil 2 lately?
No.
Unplayable.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, like, there's it's not like...
You can't even look around a room.
I heard on a podcast the other day, and I agree with it. If Nintendo released Super Nintendo again, they're just like, boom... You can buy brand new Super Nintendos, and we're making games. We're making brand new games.
It would sell.
Like fucking hotcakes, man.
That's what I hope happens with Ouya.
That's a feeling. I want to talk about Ouya. Let's actually talk about that right now.
Call what?
Let's talk about Ouya.
What's Ouya?
Oh, yeah.
You know what Ouya is.
I actually don't. I didn't
it's
go on IGN
seen
for months.
About it, though.
So Ouya is this Kickstarter-funded, like, user-generated content hardware system. It's
okay.
Like $180, maybe $160, and
it's $99, boy.
It is now.
Can I buy it?
No,
so you'll,
it's not yet.
So you'll, so you support this company that's making Ouya or Ouya, and you get the system, and it's all based on Android
technology.
So it's all based on Android infrastructure, and it's all user generated content. So anybody who's making games for Android, it can come out on Ouya, and you can play it on your TV.
That's cool.
And I think it's destined for failure.
Well, probably, but since that time...
I mean, look at the companies that put these things out. Nintendo's huge, and they're the smallest of the companies. You got Sony and Microsoft. They're giants. They're juggernauts. There's no way that some... And, like, talk about... You're going to buy this thing. Maybe you'll play it for a year.
Well, it remains to be seen. Like, I'm not totally sold on it, but the support it's getting is crazy. Like, they're saying, like, GameStop might stock them. And sell them at every GameStop across the world? That's
maybe.
Insane.
We'll see about that.
I think the idea for that console is actually brilliant.
Me too.
Like,
I hope it works out.
Yeah, and being Android, I'm sure the development kit is going to be so cheap. And what you were saying, well, it was just in the bathroom. Well,
Nintendo releasing Super Nintendo.
They can just make those games, which they do right now. Like, Fez is like a retro-style game. Super Meat Boy Retro.
Like, how much fun do we have playing arcade games?
Yeah, and it's just going to be a streaming arcade game console.
And all your classic favorites, like,
released by people.
Square Enix is just, like, Square Enix, not just some guy making a mod or something. Like, Square Enix is like, okay, we're going to release a couple of retro Final Fantasy games at launch for it. That's so cool. Like, I mean, I know you can just get a ROM on your computer and play it, but...
No, I understand that. The ROM
TV,
thing is,
like,
is BS. Like, as soon as you download those, you're not playing them anymore. I think I hacked my Wii, and the day I hacked my Wii, I never played it again. Like, I never played it until Skyward Sword, and that was, like... I got that, like, 2 weeks ago. So the reason I wanted to bring that... Or the reason I am talking about that is because there's the news about the Valve hardware. You guys heard anything about what's going on with that?
No.
The green light or whatever?
Well, no, not green light. Valve is talking about joining the market, and they're saying, you know...
Console market?
Well, that's... They just said the market. So what I think it's going to be is strictly PC-based.
Yeah.
They might release, like, a build or something like that. But they're saying the technology's not progressing fast enough, and we want more, so we're going to do it ourselves. They're going to release a certain brand or a Valve hardware.
I would love that.
Well, they're doing it.
Somebody to push, like, give these companies a kick in the ass, because what is this fucking 10-year cycle that we're going through right now? This is retarded. I'm tired of playing Xbox. It's reached its peak years ago. Nothing looks that good.
I agree.
I want a new fucking system. And now today I'm reading on IGN that the
you're still playing
the games? Chips for...
But
no,
listen,
I'm not.
Man, you better be willing to pay $1,000.
I don't give a fuck. That's not a big deal for me.
Oh, big
it
chat.
Is. It is for
not,
everyone
not,
else.
Okay,
though.
Listen. It's not going to be $1,000. It'll be 400 and whatever.
Well, I mean, why don't you buy a PC then? Why don't you buy like...
Because
no,
I don't
it's
like
not PC.
It's not
going to
be $400.
Yeah, well. Okay, PlayStation won't be. It'll be $650.
There's no way...
Xbox was $500 when it first came out. $360.
Any new console, there's no way they can launch it.
Yeah, they cannot afford to do that, dude. It's like
that's the thing. Like that's why they haven't moved past this generation yet.
Too much goddamn money. You know,
like the developers making these games, they pour tens of millions of dollars into developing this game. If it doesn't pan out,
hundreds of millions,
they go bankrupt.
Right?
Yeah.
They go bankrupt.
Look at what's happening in the games industry.
Such a huge.
If you don't work for EA, your job is in jeopardy right now.
You were saying you read the article though. Like I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was saying like. Rumored, like, this could be a potential, like, delay in the manufacturing of Xbox 7. The chips? They have to make, what is it? They make 10, and
maybe
9 of them
works.
Are defective.
Yeah, maybe one works.
So, and they were saying they had to buy up a bunch of companies just to make, like, so they could manufacture these chips, just to make enough dev kits. It's all still speculation, but I mean, fuck. So, all of that is going into the price of an Xbox 720.
Yeah,
if I have to
wait until 2014, I'm gonna be very upset.
It's gonna be harsh, man.
I'm gonna be very, very upset.
I'm looking forward to Wii U in 2 months. Just hold.
They don't have a
fucking
release date, do they?
Mm-mm.
There's a press conference. Next
There's
week
no release
gonna,
date. Like I was looking online,
date.
Actively looking online for a release date.
Well,
I'm like,
on.
It's coming a holiday, right?
No,
the rumor is November 18th.
September 13th, they're gonna release all the information. Mm-hmm. So like by this time next week, we'll have more to talk about.
So 60 days after
something like
the press conference is released,
usually
it's gonna be fucking horrible.
I don't care.
Horrible.
What do you mean horrible?
It's going to be horrible. They tell you release dates for games a year in advance. Sometimes those get pushed back, but a lot of times they're in stone. They're not giving us a release date at all now until like 2 months when it's out, and they're going to rush it. Ugh.
I think they're just trying to put pressure on like Sony and Microsoft.
That's what I was getting. That was my point. I want some other company to come along to put pressure on these companies to actually do something.
Well, not to release new
what,
consoles.
Is there a better feeling than the new hardware in your fucking hands? Like, those Mario games are consistently, like, 9.5s, 10s, IGN. Like, they're fucking amazing. And I'm going to bring this up again later. Mario Galaxy 2 is the best game of this generation.
I don't know. I haven't played it.
Sold
my Wii instantly.
The Valve thing.
Literally.
I was... So this Valve hardware, and then you've got Steam Greenlight, which is pretty much the same thing as Ouya. I mean, all the fundamental like infrastructure is there on your PC, and it's $100 to release a game on Valve Greenlight. So it's like that's what Valve is going to do. Are you going to buy Steam or I just don't know how this thing's going to pan out.
I mean,
it's going to be interesting. You know what I mean? Like it's a cool piece of hardware. If you buy it, you might get some play out of it and get your money's worth. I mean, games are $80. This thing's $100. I mean, it could be fine.
Is it going to be a streaming console? Because they're not going to release like...
What, there's not going to be hard copies.
No, I was talking about like Steambox or whatever.
The Valve hardware? I don't know.
That'd be cool. I mean, just with Steam alone, like... All the cool like Xbox Live Arcade games come out on Steam and stuff too, and...
Yeah, that would be awesome.
There's no way they can release like a PC-style console.
Home box?
I'm thinking of it just like an Ouya. It's just a Valve... It's just...
Steam
to your
TV. The thing with streaming...
Yeah, if it goes Steam to your TV, you just stream... But the thing is, with Steam, you do have to download and install the games. Which means it's not streaming kind of thing, so you still have to download these games.
And how many times do servers go down? Think about you can't even turn your system on if the server is not up.
Sucks.
That'll be... Yeah, it's breaking. Plus, like, you've got people like Chad, they don't live in urban areas. Like, he can't play fucking Steambox
will never
work
my words.
Well, they said there's some sort of hardware, so I think it's going to be just a PC build.
How come Valve is, like, one of the heavy hitters?
They make good games.
They don't make any games.
Okay, let me just stop you right there.
Yeah, Steam.
Steam is amazing. Like, compare the video game industry to the music industry, though. Like, music is just, like, online, and it's just accessible and downloadable and streamed. And, like,
Steam's that
doesn't matter if you live in a place where the internet doesn't work that much. Like,
Valve's the only company that really, like, embraces it thus far. Like, whether it will pan out for them in the end or whatever, like, if they'll be the iTunes of gaming,
but they
remains to be seen.
Make
but, like,
games.
At least they take risks and, like, embrace new technologies and, like, everything that you can do with the internet. And they don't, yeah, they don't make games
Blizzard
or whatever, but I'm just talking about
games.
A platform.
Diablo came out, but...
It's really cool.
Blizzard.
Yeah.
They're not actively in them.
But
in
they're
the
constantly updating World of Warcraft, which has so many users.
Yeah.
And StarCraft.
That's the bulk of their money. Like, they have to
get
that thing going.
Yeah.
But
do
Valve doesn't
any,
do fucking... Or they don't do anything.
That's not their focus anymore.
And
so
even
it's
still running on
and even
the Source Engine.
What are you talking about?
They
just brought out the Half-Life Movie Maker or whatever the hell it was.
Oh,
God.
And Half-Life isn't even, like...
Half-Life,
it's not Half-Life,
because
right?
They're not that good at games. They're really not. Everyone's like, oh, I want episode 3, I
well,
want
that's
so
your
bad.
Opinion, but
they
have, like,
a
huge cult following.
Why?
Well, who knows, but people like them.
Fighting those fucking lion bug things on the beach?
Portal 2
oh.
felt old on that engine. Load times
oh, yeah.
between
oh,
each
yeah.
level. That,
well,
that was
Portal
a game
2 is, like, does Portal 2 run on the same engine as Portal 1?
What is it called? The Source Engine?
Yeah. Is that the case?
Yeah.
Then? Yeah, it looks like...
Didn't
it doesn't look
the
any
same
different
same
than Portal.
Did they
yeah.
not just make another Counter-Strike? And it's the same thing
yeah.
again?
The
yeah,
Movie Maker.
They released it on...
Do you guys have any other games that you played this week?
I was really into Walking Dead, so I got Deadlight as well.
Oh, yeah, how does that
it's
look this week, right?
Fun, kind of. But the voice acting...
It's fun, kind of.
The voice acting is so fucking bad. Like, if we played it together, we would make so many jokes. Out of
Maybe
it.
It's on purpose.
It's so,
oh, hello.
No, not like that. I mean...
Who's there? That, like, melodramatic, like...
He's trying to be...
Something's down there.
He's trying to be a hard ass, and it's just like... Oh, it doesn't work. It just
Let's
doesn't work.
Now.
And the... It's really bad. And the cutscenes... I don't know. I don't like them. It's not really my cup of tea. I beat the game. It was all right. It was kind of annoying in some spots.
You see, that's why they can't
not
come up
worth
with an next Xbox or PS4, because spending $100 million on a game, just a bad game.
Red Dead
out, and then we
Red Dead
maybe.
Did
it's
cost
a
$100 million.
I'm so excited to have that thing in my hand.
What?
I'm sorry, Wii U.
You had a picture on Instagram having the Wii U controller in your hand. Did you play a game? Did
yeah,
you see
I played
it?
Wii U.
What's it look like? Yeah, what the fuck was that all? Where did you go?
Oh,
like, I didn't hear anything. I just
comic book convention.
I'm just flipping through Instagram, like, oh, what did I miss?
Dude, I played Halo 4. I played the new.
Fuck
God of
you!
War.
You played Halo 4.
Yeah,
I'm.
We talked about this last week.
Yes, you played it. Yeah, I'm really, really, really excited for Halo 4 now. After watching, there was a 10-minute.
It's amazing.
That 10-minute commentary, developer commentary video.
It looks so good.
The graphics are way fucking better.
Oh yeah,
it's little
crazy that you
little
still do
details.
That.
I mean, like. It looks good.
It'll still look old, just like you said before.
I understand
I don't
that.
It actually even does. Somehow they pulled more out of it. Out
it's
of
not
Xbox.
Even that the graphics are better, there's just more stuff. Like,
it
Chief's
looks
armor
like,
looks really detailed. It looks.
It looks like old cool. Halo, like Halo 1. Like when you walk out onto the
yeah,
Halo,
yeah.
That
the
huge
vistas.
Expanse.
I'm excited for it. Like, I have high hopes. It kind of happens every time where, like, I'm driving home with it in my hands
yes!
and I'm like. I want to explode. There's so much excitement in my chest. I just have a scream. And then I get home and I play it. And I'm like, I beat two levels and go to bed. I'm like, that wasn't really that good. It didn't live up to my hype.
It's never...
Like, don't get me wrong. I played the shit out of Reach. Like,
Halo 4 could be the game, like, the next game that we all get. Kyle's been trying to sell. I mean, like, when I put in Halo 4,
man,
I'm thinking...
A week from Tuesday.
Well, Halo 4 is like 2 weeks later.
Is
November?
It really? Yeah, it's November.
November
it's a month.
I'm going to play Halo as if it's, like, Halo level creator.
Well, you can't do that.
That's what I'm excited
you want in Forge. And I hate Forge. It's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, Wii U coming out, I'm probably all about
yeah, Kyle will sit for hours and just and do that.
Kyle will sit for hours and play the worst games, though.
I mean,
he's got... He'll just play a game.
He gets locked.
If there's a game,
he's like,
and he's got the day
game.
Off, he's playing it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what game it is. Or
there's a lot of cool games coming out that I've
I'll
never really heard of before. Like Dishonored. Have you seen anything on that?
That looks really good.
Yeah. It's just like a new... Something new.
What's the developers of Infinite Bioshock 2?
Where's Infinite?
So I've... oh yeah,
it's February.
Where is that game?
What happened?
February.
I think it's done. It's in the void and it's never coming back. They
another one lost in the void?
I'm going to be very upset if
unless
that
they
launch it looks
like,
so
like
good.
New console. It looked...
When I bought
graphically, it was early, right? But just seeing the way that the characters interact, it was like nothing I'd ever seen before.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That was cool. If it was scripted, kind of gay. If it wasn't, that's really cool.
It has to be scripted.
Not necessarily.
Chad, you should
well, you take this way, she says something different. You take this way, she says something different. Obviously,
well, they had that
in that sense, it's scripted.
Good thing you went to the left.
No, it, like, walking around, like, they're in...
Good thing you went to the right.
You're an asshole. They're in a room. And depending on what you look at, depending on what you're looking at, she's commenting on. And you don't necessarily have to look
at it. Yeah, that was cool. They were walking around that shop.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
You should be excited for Lego Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
I am.
I got back into Lego Star Wars 3, and it's like, you can sit there and be in that game. Like, the whole leveling up, like adding one to a number, collecting studs in that game, you walk around and beat the shit out of the environment, and just like, your number goes up, and you just buy stuff with that those studs, and you play it over and over and over again. I'm pretty excited. And they have the actual, like, sound from the movie, the dialogue, so it's little Lego characters.
And apparently it's open world, too.
What?
Those games are awesome. Those games are fucking awesome.
There's like a
I heard
that you run.
Lego Batman 2 is a pretty solid game.
They're all good.
Lego Indiana Jones, all of them.
I don't think I played that one.
I maxed the complete saga. I got how many? 1,000 achievement points in that game.
Oh my god.
That's crazy. Like, the 100%ing those games is like, it gets tedious.
I'm ready to 100% Lego Star Wars 3.
Something
of a surprise
vote. No one's talked about Resident Evil 6.
Have I 100%?
Are you guys just out of it?
Which one?
I don't care.
You guys don't care about Resident Evil?
Okay,
Evil.
I was
Resident
excited.
Evil.
I was like, sweet, Resident Evil game.
May
I watched the trailer.
It was horrible.
I 100% in 5. Now that
you
know.
Yeah, you were like all bragging about that. I didn't do that.
You know what ruined
it?
It
doesn't look that good, but it looks just as... What's the difference between it and 5? Like,
okay, listen,
nothing. That's the problem.
I bought the Blu-ray for Walking Dead. I put it in last night, and first thing I see is a fucking Resident Evil 6 trailer. It's way more action-y than 5.
Really?
Yeah,
there
dude, you're doing fucking backflips and, like...
You can run and gun now, too. Like,
Japanese games
instead
suck.
Instead of, like, while you're walking and you lift your...
Don't get me wrong. I'm buying it. I'm buying it and I'm beating it.
Yeah,
and I'll probably sell it
to
fucking... What's his face at work?
So
it's coming out in a few weeks.
Like, yeah, October 2nd?
Damn
it. I'm still waiting for whatever the hell Retro Studios is doing. I need a Star Fox game. For Wii U.
It's not happening. And my second
okay, well, I have one more thing I want to talk about before we go. It is actually my last piece, so
cool.
We can kind of wrap it up. So I've got here written top game swap. You know, I didn't know Dan was going to be here, so the trio kind of made a lot of sense. Dan included is going to be even better. But between this group, we have all of the hardware we need.
Yes.
What I was thinking would be interesting to do is, I know you want to play Galaxy 2. So it's like, that's obviously my pick. This is my favorite game from this generation. Why not? Like, why don't you play it for the next couple weeks, and then we can talk about it. Chad, pick a game for Doug. Like, pick a
that's
game.
That's actually
for,
a very good
you
idea.
You have to do it.
Well,
you have to play
have to
the game
it.
I pick for you.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, none of us own Galaxy 2, so it's like, I can probably make that happen. I might be able to find it for cheap. That's the only really roadblock, is that we'd have to buy that fucking game.
It's
but you
cheap,
have to play it. I'll lend you the Wii. You can play
it.
Just rent it. Oh! Can I rent
family,
it for you? Is that going to be suffice? Like, I'll pay until it's beat. I'll give you 2 weeks.
Okay.
You're going to play that game.
Okay, so that's...
I was hoping that I was going to get some Metal Gear Solid love and finally be forced to play that.
I really, like,
so
Metal Gear
Chad
Solid
wants
4.
Me to play something and it's going to be fucking KOTOR. And I'm not playing it.
I want everybody.
Okay, well
it won't be.
No, it's got to be... Current generation. Why don't you go to Dan, because I really want to play Metal Gear, and I know that's going to be Doug's game.
Okay.
Well, you've obviously thought of this.
I just want to play Metal Gear Solid.
Put me on the spot. I don't fucking know that.
Oh, yeah. I guess I really want you to play
Metal Gear Solid 4, too, though, because you were a fan of the PS2 games. So
the thing that's difficult
with
me is
I took Chad.
Played anything you guys want me to play, aside from...
Yeah, Dan's played everything.
I'm sure we can find
I can sit out.
Oh, you know Shadow Complex!
There it is.
Wow.
I have
you know
it.
What? If you gotta play KOTOR, you gotta fucking play KOTOR. You're not gonna have a bad time.
Yeah.
Damn,
oh, you're gonna fucking love it.
Yeah, man.
I've started it four times.
You already own this game?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bought it.
I started it four times, and every time I'm like, I get to a certain point, I'm like, eh, I'm done.
I might just get it free for 1 week. It's like $10 a week.
What?
You can do 2 weeks. As long as you play the game, you have to... Okay, fine.
Why do you buy it?
Well, I mean, because I'm putting the onus on you, right?
Okay.
Like, the idea was that we would share.
Okay, let's do that.
So, I'll have Shadow Complex beat by next week, so I can talk about that next week, and then someone can give me another one.
Okay, so you got to give Doug a game to play.
Yeah.
Did no one? Oh yeah, I do have to give you a game. I don't know. What have you not played that I want you to play?
Maybe I should share.
I keep thinking like XBLA games or PSN games, like quick little maybe 6 to 8 hours.
Have you played Braid?
Yeah.
Somebody has to be Braid. You fucking watch your mouth.
I haven't played Braid.
Really?
That's gonna be my next one.
You're out of
sure.
control.
You're kind of off it with the indie games.
I'm getting into it now.
I didn't even play Super Meat
Boy.
Hey,
did you hear I 100%
is
Meat Boy?
Holy shit. I did. That's crazy.
Oh my god, that game.
You got the Golden Boy achievement or whatever? I was like, wow.
That was a lot.
You both should play The Walking Dead games too.
Okay, yeah. That'll be my choice for somebody else. You gotta buy it for yourself. Doug needs a game.
So what am I playing?
Something that I had a lot of fun with. I had fun with Saints Row 3. I can let you
Ooh, I've heard very, very good things about
it. It's fun.
If you think so.
I don't know if it's your style of game so much.
Yeah, everybody said it's like you can't get more fun in a game than that.
It's
fun. Can I borrow your PS3 for a week?
Probably not. I use it on a daily basis.
Can I borrow your PS3 for a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you borrow Saints Row.
Yeah,
you gotta play Saints
Row. We'll tune this. We'll fine tune this. And,
don't do this to me.
Dude,
I just bought Metal Gear HD. That's why.
And now you gotta let him borrow it.
Yeah, you gotta
let
him borrow it. Because you're playing Saints Row this week. It'll be 1 week.
If I'm playing Saints Row this week, I don't have an issue for it. But what am I playing Saints Row on? Xbox?
Yeah.
Xbox.
Oh, and
okay.
I'll lend it to you, so it's free.
Okay.
It's good. Trust me.
Okay, so next week we'll talk about Nintendo Conference.
Yeah,
we'll
see
have
how
this fucking
stuff.
Swap worked out.
I plan on seeing I really want to watch.
Hey, you play Metal Gear?
Yeah. You'll play Metal Gear Solid what? Which one?
Metal Gear Solid 4. You're going to have to
Joe,
start
you'll have seen Spider-Man 1 next week because I'm going to buy that on Blu-ray.
Okay,
so
let's watch that together. Let's watch it together before we record the next podcast.
Perfect. We'll watch it here.
Okay, so next week, Nintendo Conference, Game Swap. All right, thanks for
listening. Orange Mode!